We lodged the appeal, which is due to be heard now in December this year, and this is necessary, I think, in order to resolve the important points of the law that will affect all parties concerned. So, and whilst my immediate priority is the preparation of the most robust appeal that we can submit, my ultimate aim remains delivery of the A5. So, I'm fully committed to doing all that I can to ensure that we get to that point and get there as quickly as possible. At present, we're working through the appeal and that legal case, and I think that would be remiss to say more than that at this stage, but that's where we're at.
Mr. Given the huge importance of this project for the northwest of Ireland, none more so for the families who have lost loved ones along this tragic route, will the Minister agree that it's absolutely important that we all must work together to make sure this project comes to fruition?
Absolutely. I mean, in terms of what we're all trying to achieve, I think we all want to see the same thing and to get there as quickly as possible. Any more time without the road means at more risk of lives being lost. And as the judge himself said, lives will be lost if we don't get this delivered as soon as possible. So that's why I have been engaging with the likes of the Enough is Enough campaign and working closely with them and with representatives from the area, because I recognise that if we work collaboratively, we can get there and we can achieve exactly what we want to achieve.